Proclamation number 6540 of 5th of May, 1956. God's guidance and surrender of will. You will live a blessed earthly life if you devote yourselves fully to me and consciously strive to fulfill my will. Then your former resistance will be broken and earthly life will only serve to achieve the deification of your being, which will earn you the childship to God. For even if your soul is now completely turned towards me, your body is still composed of immature substances which you should and can help to spur it allies during your earthly life. And the soul, too, will have substances which are not yet fully matured, which in the previous embodiments did not completely submit to my order from eternity and also first must come to the just order, but which you can easily achieve precisely through your conscious way of life, through your realization of your purpose of earthly life. But where the will exists to submit completely to my will, there is no longer any danger that the human being could fail, for he is guided like a child by the Father's hand and therefore cannot go astray. But in order to submit the will to mine, there must first be a deep faith in me as God and Creator and as Father of his children. For only the latter explains the trust in him whose child the human being wants to be, but who only initially sees himself as his creature. The human being now places himself in my care, he places himself under my guidance in the firm belief that he will now also be guided right. How easily all people could attain perfection while still on earth if they had this belief that they need a guide if they want to walk the right path, if they want to pursue their earthly task. But this first requires the knowledge that every human being has to fulfill a task in earthly life. And where this knowledge is lacking, it will also be difficult to find faith in a God and Father, and therefore the connection with him will not be established through surrender of will. But every human being would have to consider a purpose of his earthly life as probable, and therefore every human being would also have to become restless at times and ask himself questions. But world affairs prevent him from doing so, and once such questions arise in him, then all thousand other thoughts will quickly chase them away again. Unless he realizes the worthlessness and transitoriness of earthly goods and therefore looks for another purpose in life. And therefore I have to keep on making people aware of this transitoriness of earthly things. I have to take away from them what their hearts cling to. I have to inflict pain on them so often that they will come to recognize the worthlessness of everything that holds their thoughts captive. Then I can sometimes achieve that they seek and strive for another goal. And then it is also possible that they submit their will to the one whom they are to recognize in losses and strokes of fate of all kinds. But people often go astray for a long time until they take the right path, whereas it would be extremely easy if they allowed themselves to be guided from the very beginning of their earthly life. Which, however, requires deep faith. But faith cannot be given to them, it must be acquired through loving activity. Then the human being will no longer resist accepting the instructions he receives about me and my nature. Then he will try to bring himself into contact with the being in whom he now wants to believe. And I assure all of you time and again that the slightest goodwill will be recognized and heeded by me, that I will now evidently come close to every person showing this will, and that you can now constantly know yourselves to be guided by me as soon as you only want to be, as soon as you give up your former resistance and want to live to please me. This change of will also irrevocably result in your change of nature, because I myself will help you, because I will not any more abandon anyone who has once decided to subject his will to mine. And it should truly be easy for all of you humans to acknowledge a God and Creator, who, however, wants to be your father and to whom you can always turn with complete trust in his help. He will always be there for you but never determine you against your will. Amen.